Now, when the Union flag of Great Britain is flown over government buildings, it always used to be, I think I'm right in saying, Meryl, that when you had a birthday of one of the major royals, mm-hmm. you'd have the Union flag flown over government buildings. But quite recently, councils refused to fly it on Prince Andrew's birthday.
Right. Do we know when Prince Andrew's birthday is?
Oh, yes, 19th of February. Now, what I have, gentle listener and Beryl, I've got a list of designated days for flying the Union flag. Going back to 2021, you had 9th of January, birthday of the Duchess of Cambridge. 20th of January, birthday of the Countess of Wessex. 6th of February, Her Majesty's accession to the throne. That was when the actual coronation was. And then the 19th of February, the birthday of the Duke of York. This year, 2022, 6th of February, it starts Her Majesty's accession, so not the other birthdays, and then jump straight to the 1st of March, which is St David's Day in Wales. So what's happening there? It seems to be that the embarrassment of Prince Andrew's involvement with Jeffrey Epstein and people associated with it, and the accusations that he had sex with an underage girl, had an effect on this decision to fly flags.
Yes, it's had an effect on other things too. Like, I gather that if the Duke of York, mm-hmm. Prince Andrew, had decided to visit Ascot, he would have been booed. So we haven't seen him at Ascot this year. Mm.
Do you know what it strikes me as? Twitter or social media has expanded to the real world. I can imagine, yes. on Twitter him getting a lot of negative replies and downvotes on status updates. It seems like that's what happens in real life now. Mm. People think they can give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down. So what do you make of this? It seems a bit strange because you have the birthday of the Duke of York celebrated with a flag, but then if he does something wrong or accused of doing things wrong, you don't give him a flag? Well, is flying a flag now a part of approval of every aspect of their lives?
It would appear so.
Yeah.
Although I understand from this notice that there were other people.
Other birthday
members
flag
of the royal
yeah,
family
yeah.
had the flag flown for them too.
Yes. Now we've got the Countess of Wessex on the 20th of January, no longer on the list. And also birthday of the Duchess of Cambridge back in January. That's not happening either. Is this really just a slimming down, trying to just have the major royals? So we've basically got the Queen and the successor to the throne, Prince Charles, are now the only royals who have the Union flag flown over government buildings on their birthdays.
Well, I suppose that'll cut down on the work for somebody.
Wait, someone's put the flag up.
Yes,
yes, it doesn't get got by itself.
No, but I'd like to pick up on what you said. Is that right, that the public, by their approval or disapproval, get to decide when the British flag is flown?
There's been a collective decision made, it seems, at least if we're to believe what's reported, that Prince Andrew is guilty of these crimes of which he's been accused. But aren't you innocent until proven guilty in the British law, but not under public opinion, of course?
Mm. So it seems that has been given the thumbs down, going by what British law says.
Yes.
Support of what the public say.
Yeah, if this isn't checked, this could be a real problem, going away from Christian values. We don't accuse people without there being proper procedure. This is taken directly from the Bible, of course, where you couldn't accuse someone without actual witnesses or evidence. Sometimes it depends on the sort of crime. It's there in the Old Testament, in case law. You know, sometimes it's forgotten that in the Bible, the hundreds of laws in the Old Testament are actually case law. They're not general prescription. There's lots of cases which had come up and there's decisions made and that's what's reported, you know. So you get very specific things like, if your ox falls into a well on a Sabbath, what do you do with it? It's a case law building up of what God thinks about certain situations, therefore you must do it. And Britain and then the Western world has followed this example of using case law. So you generally don't have a law that prescribes everything. It depends on whether there's been an issue. That's not the case, of course, in European and therefore European Union law. But historically, the Western world has developed from Britain,
yes.
like America, Canada, Australia. These countries have used this idea of case law. So you don't start prescribing things and just deciding. You come from the point of view, is there an issue? So part of that way of approaching law is you need to have things that are not an issue to be allowed. You need to be tolerant. So in this case, we have Prince Andrew. He's accused of something, but we don't know this that it's actually happened, that he actually did the things he's accused of, not according to having a weight of evidence enough for it to be decided on by a jury. The court hasn't met yet, if indeed it ever will. And so we're in danger of losing that completely, this check on how you decide what's good and bad, which is to wait for the evidence.
So it looks like it's law or it's trial by photograph now.
Yes, photograph and the mob.
Yes, which is not a good thing at all.
Now, we're not saying here that we're here on Beryl and Pete Show, are we, Beryl, that we approve of what Prince Andrew's got up to.
Well, he's got up to. How do we know?
There's two different things. We can't prove that he had sex with underage girls.
No.
But we can show that there's no denial that he was having sex with women outside of marriage.
No.
Which is a Christian principle. That's the point I'm making here. So they're two separate issues. Do you think, though, that he's been hard done by it? Did he bring it on himself by his relationship with Jeff Epstein, who was a convicted paedophile, and still refusing to agree? It was in an interview where he was asked whether he regretted the relationship with Epstein. And at that point, Epstein had been convicted of being a paedophile. Prince Andrew said no because there'd been valuable parts of the relationship. But do you think this was a mistake?
It's so difficult to tell, isn't it? Because we just don't know the facts. We get what's presented by the newspapers.
Yeah.
Perhaps we didn't ought to read so much of the newspaper coverage.
Maybe not. So is this just a slimming down of the royals, and that's why the flags aren't to be flown on all these birthdays? Or is it a reaction to the public displeasure with Prince Andrew? Well, we can't know for sure, but if it is the latter, then we're looking for some dangerous waters. We're swimming into dangerous waters going forward if decisions are going to be made in that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, already this week we've had the example of Andrew being disallowed from walking in the garter procession.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it was decided that he would, because it was all on the Queen's estate, not in a public place.
Yeah.
But the opinion of the crowd has decided that it would be unwise for him to...
Yeah, it wasn't that Prince Andrew was going to parade around in a garter. There's a particular group, Knights of the Garter, a sort of prestigious honours given to people, usually influential, wealthy people, and they process down wearing actually rather strange costumes, but not just garters, they wear other things as well. So it's quite an honour to be part of it, therefore,
yes,
because people disapprove.
Two new members of the Order of the Garter, previous Prime Minister Tony Blair and Baroness Amos, who is the Secretary General of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, so that's interesting, isn't it? Because let's just, I suppose we can close out this segment by just talking about that. So the decision, Andrew isn't going to walk with them because there's been accusations made against him. Whereas Tony Blair, a controversial figure, is actually made a member of it in this.
Yes.
You would have thought there'd be more outcry over that.
Seemingly not.
Seemingly not.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.